You look different. You look ravenous. I've never seen you like this before. And I've been watching you for so long. Always at a distance because of those sharp vampiric senses. They must be so much sharper now. Because you're hungry, you're starving. You need blood. Hunger is a good look on you. You look dangerous, you look beautiful. So stubborn. You're so obstinate. It's part of your charm. You have a lot of that. You're very, very becoming. And it's not just because you're a vampire. It's because you're you. You're just wonderful. So easy to fall in love with. But you're so stubborn. So stubborn. And as much as I love you, as much as I admire your resolve, your resistance, it's beginning to get annoying. Just a little tiny bit annoying because I can see your suffering. I can see that this hurts. I can see it is just aching, throbbing. It is everything. The hunger is sharpening your senses. But you still resist. You still pull away. And that's insulting, a tiny little bit insulting. More than a tiny bit. It's actually very insulting. I'm trying not to take it personally. But I can't help but take it personally because this is personal for me. Because I'm not doing this to hurt you. I'm not doing this to make you suffer. I hate watching you suffer. I hate watching you writhe in hunger. I don't take pleasure in this torture. I don't want to see you in pain. I don't want to watch you suffer, but you're choosing to. This is all on you because you're stubborn. You're so stubborn, and I just don't understand why. I don't understand why, because you're hungry. You're so hungry, I can see it in your eyes. You need blood, and yet you won't take it. Every sense is screaming. Every instinct is just driving you towards doing what you need to. And what you need to do is feast. But you're fighting your own instincts. You're resisting, you're struggling, you're denying yourself what you need, what you hunger for. You're denying yourself blood because it is right here. Right here. I know you can smell it. I know you can smell my blood. And yet, you just stand there. Miserable, aching, suffering. Because you're stubborn, because you're obstinate, because you're just... I'll be honest, it stings. It more than stings. It pains me. It pains me to see you like this. Because I am right here. I am right here and I want you to feast. I want you to consume me. I want you to drain me. My blood is all yours. And I know you can smell it. You can hear my racing pulse. You can lose yourself in the steady beat of my heart. Oh, it's getting quicker. Excitement, anticipation, being close to you. You know exactly what I want. You know exactly what I'm feeling because your senses are so acute right now, so very sharp as your fangs. Those fangs. So sharp. So perfectly designed to just sink into my neck. So why don't you just do that? Why don't you just give in? Why don't you just embrace who you are, what you are? Why don't you just feast on me, drain me, revel in the taste of my blood? Oh, it's just so selfish. It's just so self-indulgent. I want you to do it. I need you to do it. It's all I want. But you resist. You struggle. You pull away. You pull away. You're starving. Actually starving. I know for a fact that you're starving. It's been weeks since you fed. Weeks since you had a drop of blood. You need blood. You want blood. You crave blood. You need it. You're hungry. You're aching, shaking, writhing. And all you have to do to stop the pain, because I know it hurts, all you have to do to stop the hunger, all you have to do is feed. And I'm right here. And I'm right here. I'm right here waiting to be feasted on. Right here waiting for you to take me, to drain me, to turn me. Because that is what I want. I want you to turn me. I want to be yours. I want you. But you fight and you resist, and it's beyond cruel, really. Because you're not just hurting yourself, you're hurting me. You're hurting the one who adores you, who wants to be with you for all eternity. You're hurting the one that adores you. Hurting the one that loves you, that wants to be with you for all eternity. It's cruel and hurtful and mean and so, so unnecessary. Because it doesn't have to be like this. It doesn't have to be like this. All I want is for you to give in. Give in to the hunger. Give in to your instincts. Give in to me. Because that is why I trapped you here. That is why I went to all of this effort. All the things I've done for you. Because I love you. Oh, how I love you. And all I want is for you to bite me. To feed on me, to drain me of every single drop of blood. That blood that you can smell. Oh, so close. So tempting. So just take it. Give in. Just feast. But you won't. Because you're stubborn. Because you're cruel. But you will. Oh, you will. I know you think you can resist. You think you can hold out. But I know you can't. I know that you will break. And when you do, well, my neck. It's right here. Can you see that pulse? That trembling pulse. Oh, look at it. Focus on it. Just focus. And oh, wouldn't it be so easy to just... You are breaking my heart. But you won't last too much longer. You will break. And when you finally do, we will both get what we want. What we hunger for, what we crave, what we live for. You'll get my blood. And I'll get you. Oh, I'll get you for all eternity. And that is something worth waiting for. So I'll wait. And I'll watch. And I'll tempt. And I will just keep pushing. Because you're almost there. You're almost ready to break. You're almost ready to turn me. Even though you don't want to. Soon. For now, just resist. Just struggle. Just focus. Focus on the smell of my blood. The sound of my heartbeat. Oh, just focus on what you're resisting. Oh, your senses are so sharp. I'm all you can see, all you can hear, all you can focus on. And that is why I know you will break. And when you do, oh, I'll get what I want. Because I want you. Because I love you. Because I crave you. And darling, my sweet, sweet, starving darling, my ravenous darling, my stubborn darling, I will do anything to get what I want. And I want